it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vandalism at Termini Brothers Bakery, that landmark in South Philadelphia, defaced. And it's happened just days after the longtime second-generation owner died. Let's go live to the scene, get the story from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, the Termini family says such vandalism is a punch in the gut in a post on the bakery's Instagram account. That was just after midnight on Monday when the bakery's surveillance cameras captured a group of guys hanging around here. At least one is seen scaling a metal fence off to the side of the building to get to the roof of the smaller portion of the building. He then uses black spray paint to draw some sort of symbol on the bakery's white exterior. It's right by what looks like an exhaust fan. And the vandalism is still here. We can see it this morning. And they also spray painted the metal barrier in the small lot that's right next to the bakery. Also, a van was hit with some of that spray paint. It happened to be parked very close to the bakery here on 8th Street. This is very frustrating for the bakery, which is still mourning the loss of 86-year-old Vincent Termini Sr., who died just a few weeks ago. As the Termini family said on Instagram, they make sure to keep the outside of the building well lit. There are bright overhead lights here to deter crime like vandalism, not just at the bakery, but on the block. So they take this personally, and they say they've dealt with such vandalism before, Ian, and they clean it up every time, but they say it does hurt to have to do that.
Yep, Tim Jimenez in South Philly this morning.
6:02, it's time to check traffic and weather on the twos. Justin Drobick in the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. Morning, Justin.
All right, good morning, Carol. Start things off 76 in the westbound direction. Still have a pretty good backup from Passyunk Avenue to the approach of University as they're in the process of picking up all the construction. And they may have that totally cleared now. Yeah, the PennDOT seeing all lanes are back open. And the on-ramp from University Avenue to 76 West, that should be back open as well. That was shut down due to the construction. Yep, I see traffic on that ramp as well. So good news trying to leave University City. Still have a leftover delay, though, on 76 West, just past Passyunk, so give it a few minutes and things should recover. The rest of the Schuylkill looks okay. 95 southbound, a few extra minutes right around the Betsy Ross Bridge. Not too bad, just some volume in the construction zone. And then there was an abandoned vehicle southbound past the Vineshed Expressway, partially sticking out of the left lane, so just be careful there. 476, no issues. Pennsylvania Turnpike, Route 611, 309, nice and quiet. Bucks County, everything's moving okay along 295 and Route 1. 422, Route 30 bypass looks good. And then checking out Delaware, still have a backup 95 north approaching 896 Newark in the construction zone. Have a couple of extra lanes blocked off from the overnight road work. And then closer to Wilmington, no trouble on 202, 95 or 495. Bridges look fine over the Delaware River, and in New Jersey, no backups yet. 42 to 95 Turnpike or Route 55. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement 24-hour traffic center, new roofing done right the first time from your local pro. Trust PJ.com. I'm Justin Drobick.
Let's get the AccuWeather 5-day forecast now. Meteorologist Heather Zehr is with us. Heather, sunrise at 7:12 today. We're going to see more of that sunshine.
We should be able to see a lot more of that sunshine, Ian. Things are shaping up to be a much nicer day today across the area. Already we have seen the clouds that have been stuck over us for the last several days clearing out of here finally. It's going to take a little longer to clear out of southern parts of New Jersey and parts of Delmarva, but overall we're already starting to look like we're going to have a brighter morning. Now that's even with some more clouds that are streaming in from the northwest, and we'll continue to do so off and on today. So we'll have more sun than clouds, but not be completely free of the clouds. We'll have breezy afternoon with a high of 70. Then it's breezy and cooler with clear skies and a low of 46 tonight. With sunshine and a cool breeze, we top out at 64 tomorrow. Still mid-60s, sunny and nice on Friday. Some more clouds are back as we start the weekend. We'll have a high near 70 Saturday, and then clouds increase and it turns warmer with a high as high as 76 degrees on Sunday, Ian.
Heather, thank you. 6:05.
Philadelphia police say a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed inside a home in North Philly yesterday evening. Happened around 5:30. The house is on Colorado Street near West York. Police say they found the girl with a gunshot wound to her stomach. She was rushed to the hospital, but she later died. Chief Inspector Scott Small says they think the shooting was an accident, but they don't know if the girl shot herself or if someone else shot her.
We're not certain because we're getting different accounts from witnesses that were in the property.
Small says there were about 10 people in the home at the time of the shooting, including kids under the age of five. Police are questioning an 18-year-old person of interest. They say he was in the room with a girl when she was shot and that he is cooperating. Police say the 18-year-old did not live at the home. I'm sorry, the girl did not live at the home where she was shot, but often went there to visit family and friends.
A man was wounded in a shooting at a apartment building for seniors in West Philadelphia. It happened last night at the Bernice Arms Apartments at 60th and Baltimore. Police say one guy fired at least five shots at another during an argument. The victim, a 67-year-old, is in the hospital in critical condition. There are bullet holes in his apartment door and wall. Police believe the two men knew each other. Investigators have the suspect's name and description.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.